I said earlier that our culture is obsessed with showing us sex, but that's not quite right. What it shows us is a sort of pretend sex, where everyone is beautiful, everything is available, and there are no consequences. But also, there's no joy. Take a good look at Christina Aguilera's face next time you see one of her raunchier videos. One of the ones where she rolls around the floor wearing not much more than a G-string, purring about how she's dirty. There's no happiness in that face, just a kind of cold frankness. What's sexy about that? What the culture doesn't show us, what it can't show us, is real intimacy, the only reason to have sex. Our music, our television, and our movies sell sensation, but not the much more deeply satisfying part of sex, emotion. Where does that leave us? Frustrated. We'll never feel as beautiful or as sexy as those people that we see on TV. We'll more than likely never attract such beautiful people either. We'll never know what it's like to have anyone we want without having to worry about things like pregnancy or disease. We'll never measure up to the images we see every day. And to that I say, hallelujah! Because if you take the time to get it right, if you wait until you're absolutely ready to give yourself to someone else, you'll have better, more fulfilling sex than the folks who produce all those images on television could even imagine. And you'll have it for the rest of your life. Hooking up and fooling around are for people who don't know any better. Those things diminish the awesome power that sex can have. In fact, when your time comes, don't settle for sex. Anybody can have sex. When your time comes, make love.